It's the second Sunday of Advent, and also the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, which in the liturgical calendar takes precedence this year in the Vetus Ordo. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. When you see depictions of the Blessed Virgin, clothed in a white garment with a blue mantle over the white, standing on a crescent moon, you know you are seeing Mary under the title of Immaculate Conception, the dogma that, from the instant of her existence, she was by a singular grace preserved for her entire life without the stain of original sin or of any actual sin, even venial. The white garment can represent her innocence and purity. Her blue mantle calls to mind the firmament of heaven to which she was entirely dedicated. The crescent moon, on the other hand, could be a little puzzling, since the moon is usually a symbol of inconstancy. The moon is ever changing in our sight, from new moon to quarters, and its gibbous sometimes, its waxing, its waning, sometimes its full. But Mary is the perfect example of constancy. This is shown by the fact that she is shown above the moon. She served God in every possible situation with perfect and unwavering devotion. Gazing on an image of Mary and knowing her perfect constancy should be a reminder of how inconstant we can be. When faced with this or that challenge or trial, we can succumb to temptations of anger or avarice or impurity. How many times do we make resolutions? Let us take to heart the words of the Lord in Luke 9. That no man putting his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of heaven. Let us always have confidence that God will help us in our trials, that resisting temptations is meritorious, and that in the sacrament of penance we are strengthened against temptations, even as we are being forgiven what we have done or failed to do. In time of need, turn to Mary, health of the sick, refuge of sinners, comfort of the afflicted, help of Christians, Immaculate Conception. Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec about the second Sunday of Advent. St. Paul in the Epistle shows us that the salvation promised in the first place to the Jews is held out to all nations. He refers for proof to the prophecies of the Old Testament, and especially that of Isaiah, who announced that the Messiah would be a descendant of Jesse, father of King David, and that he would rule the nations. Thus, Isaiah announced already the kingship of our Lord over the peoples who were once pagan. Other prophecies have described in great detail the awaited Messiah, making it easier to recognize him when he came to earth. The prophet Micaiah, for example, announced the place of his birth by saying, "And thou, Bethlehem, out of thee shall he come forth that is to be the ruler in Israel." Isaiah likewise predicts how the one sent by God would be conceived. "A virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel." He gives him other names to clearly express his humanity and his divinity. "For a child is born to us, and a son is given to us, and the government is on his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, God the Mighty, the Father of the world to come, the Prince of Peace." Finally, Daniel indicates the time of his coming, namely 70 weeks of years after the reconstruction of the Temple of Jerusalem. The prophecies were meant to strengthen the just of the Old Testament in their hope, and for us today, they are an irrefutable proof that Jesus Christ is indeed the one sent by God, who was foretold constantly and without variation by a long series of men extending all the way back to creation. O Jesus, thou who hast given me so many proofs of thy divine origin, I believe in thee, I hope in thee.